Good evening, everyone. It's time to take charge of your life. Hello, this is marriage and family therapist Eleanor Barbaro, your host, inviting you to take charge of your life on WDIY. The theme of this program is that so many events in life happen to us over which we have no control. Our only control is our response to life's situations. It is often said that 90% of life's events happen to us, and 10% is what we make happen. Tonight we talk about the growing problem of seniors in the Lehigh Valley who wish to maintain their independence. Perhaps there is a vision problem or an economic problem. However, the main issue is maintaining independence in being able to shop, maintain medical appointments, go to the library. We in the Lehigh Valley are fortunate that we have a fairly new but important nonprofit company that has been established to help seniors and people with impaired vision to maintain their independence by providing access to transportation. My guest this evening is Lois Favier, Executive Director of ITN Lehigh Valley. ITN standing for Independent Transportation Network. Lois has a master's degree in public administration from Marist College, a BA in history from Penn State University, and a certificate in public management from Fairleigh Dickinson University. She also was a member of the Air Force for 4 years. And having established herself in many careers, she returned to the Lehigh Valley to care for her aging parents and recognize the need for a community-based nonprofit organization offering safe, reliable, affordable transportation for seniors 60 years and over and visually impaired adults. And ITN is dedicated to providing dignified, community-based transportation for seniors. It is a pleasure to welcome Lois Favier to Take Charge of Your Life. Welcome, Lois.
Thanks very much, Eleanor.
How did you come to this idea, which we all need so much?
Well, I became aware of the Independent Transportation Network model back in 1995 while I was associated with another foundation in New Jersey. And I recognized when I moved back to the Lehigh Valley about 7 years ago that this is a model that might work very well here in the Lehigh Valley, considering the large number of seniors that wish to age in place.
And tell us, what exactly is ITN? Independent Transportation Network, was this already an established venue that you discovered? How did you discover it?
The ITN transportation model came about back in 1995. And the way it came about was the president of the organization, Catherine Freund, started the organization out of a personal experience. Her son at that time was outside playing, and his ball had gone into the street, and Catherine's 83-year-old neighbor backed out of the driveway and hit her son. Out of this almost tragedy, thankfully Catherine's son is fine today, Catherine began to think about the problem of senior transportation, and she began the first ITN in Portland, Maine. It still exists today in Portland, Maine, and that is where the national headquarters called ITN America exists.
So ITN stands for Independent Transportation Network.
That's correct.
Right. And how did you find it for yourself?
Well, again, I came in contact with a foundation in New Jersey that I worked with. The foundation was approached by Catherine for funding to roll out a national model of affiliates. The model itself was recognized by the Federal Transportation Administration as a sustainable, replicable model. And ITN America received a rather large grant from the FTA to roll out the model nationally. In addition to that money that they received, they were also, of course, trying to partner with a number of other funders to ensure that they could roll out this affiliate model across the country. And that's when I first became aware of the existence of this particular model.
Well, I think it's absolutely wonderful. I want our listeners to understand exactly what it does. I will tell you that, you know, growing older is very wonderful, but things can happen just out of the blue. I have a very dear friend who went to bed one night and woke up the next morning without sight in her left eye. She was blind in her left eye. There was nothing that she could attribute to it, and she went to the doctor, and this was a stage, and it was not going to get better. And as a result, she was no longer able to drive. And here she was, a very independent person working in her field, but not able to drive. And this happens.
Yes,
this happens.
It certainly does. We hear those kinds of stories every day. People experience falls. They experience many, many sight issues, things that they never thought would happen.
So how does ITN work? What's the concept behind it?
So the way we work, I should say, is that, first of all, we are a 24/7 transportation provider.
Say that again.
We are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. So we are rather unique in that we provide that kind of service in the Lehigh Valley. All of our rides are delivered in private automobiles by either volunteer or paid drivers. And the reason we use paid drivers is so that we can maintain the 24/7 service. I should make it clear that we are not a paratransit. Again, all of our rides are in private automobiles. We do not have vans with lifts and that kind of thing. But the way people use us is they join as members, okay? So every rider joins as a member. There is an annual membership fee of $60 for an individual or $75 for two people at the same address. In addition to the membership fee, we ask that all of our members establish what we call a personal transportation account. And what that is, it's like an easy pass. And the reason we ask people to establish a personal transportation account is because no money changes hands in the vehicle. And there is no tipping allowed. So a person who uses us never has to have money with them at that time. During the course of the month, as individuals ride with us, we automatically deduct the cost of their ride from the monies in their personal transportation account. And then once a month, either the rider or a family member or whoever is going to be responsible for payment will receive an invoice listing all of the rides taken for that previous month, the cost of each ride, and then we'll ask them to fund or refund the personal transportation account.
So you keep the account, you keep the account with monies that monies available for each month.
Yes, so we ask that everyone start with $35 in their personal transportation account. Now, some people use us, for example, for dialysis. Well, if you're going three times a week, depending on how far you live from the dialysis center, it may amount to a lot more than $35. So they put in maybe $100, maybe $200. It all depends on how often and how far you think you're going to go, because we do charge a pickup fee and a per mile fee. It's very much like a taxi service, but it's a very, very personalized taxi service in that we're door through door arm through arm, and again, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Now, does the service wait for you? Let's say you mentioned the person is going for dialysis treatment. Now, does the service of ITN wait while the person is in dialysis, or do they come back? How does that work? And by the way, if you've just tuned in, you're listening to Take Charge of Your Life. And my guest this evening is Lois Favier, Executive Director of ITN Lehigh Valley Independent Transportation Network, a service provided for seniors who may have lost the ability either through physical problems or different problems. They're not able to drive. And here is a service dedicated to seniors and to help them become and maintain their independence. So here we are. You mentioned dialysis. So how does that work?
So when we drop an individual at a destination, whether it be dialysis or a grocery store or a doctor's office, we do not wait. We are not personal assistants, but what we do ask is that the rider give us an estimated pickup time. So if they're at the doctor's appointment for 1 hour, the driver will be sent on another run to pick up another rider, generally in the general vicinity, and that rider will be taken to their destination, and then the driver will return for the first rider. So that's we find to be the most efficient way to utilize our drivers.
Well, and how would people get in contact with the independent transportation network of the Lehigh Valley? Could you give us a telephone number?
Sure. You can contact us at 610-419-1645, or you can visit our website at www.itnlehighvalley.org. All of the information is available on the website. You'll notice that there is an application that is required by every rider to be completed before they can become official members. That is available on the website, either to fill in online or to download and then mail to our offices.
Now, and that application, is that filled out by the rider or is it filled out by the rider's family?
It can be filled out by either. We get a lot of calls from family members who no longer reside in the Lehigh Valley, but mom or dad or both do. And they're very concerned about their parents' ability to drive, and they find us on the internet. And a lot of times the family members will fill out the application.
And we're going to talk more about ITN when we return to Take Charge of Your Life on WDIY.
Spread the word about your organization or business to a well-informed audience. Become an underwriter with WDIY. Our lineup of NPR news and locally produced music programs reaches thousands of locally engaged listeners each day. Underwriting on WDIY is an affordable way to enhance your image and to provide information about your services to people who care. To learn more about underwriting opportunities, call 610-694-8100, extension 6, or visit our website, WDIY.org.
WDIY offers classical music 6 days a week, including Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to noon, Sunday morning, 6 to 8 a.m., and Sunday evening, 7 to 9 p.m. WDIY Classics covers all eras from medieval and baroque, romantic to modern. Listen for birthday tributes to composers, interviews with local artists and conductors, and the classical events calendar each week. For more information, visit our website, WDIY.org.
Welcome back to Take Charge of Your Life. Hello, this is Eleanor Bobrow, your host. This evening we're talking about a very unique program that has been established in the Valley called ITN, Independent Transportation Network, a program designed specifically to help seniors maintain their independence by providing them with transportation. And this is a remarkable program. And with me is my guest this evening, Lois Favier, Executive Director, and Lois, this is a wonderful program. And Lois, you were responsible yourself for bringing this program to the Lehigh Valley. Is that accurate?
That's correct. I returned to the Valley again about 7 years ago to help my parents who were experiencing some health and aging issues and recognize the need for an additional option for our seniors here in the realm of transportation.
And this is a wonderful program because, as you mentioned earlier in the program, in the first half, there's no money that is transferred. There's no tipping. There's no money paid. Everything is done through prearrangement. Is that correct?
That's correct. Everything is done through what we call a personal transportation account. And that can actually be funded in a number of ways. You can either write a check to us and put it in the mail the traditional way. You can also pay online. So you can always add money to the account if the account's low. There's also a unique program offered by ITN Lehigh Valley whereby you can trade in an old car that's sitting in your driveway. Okay, and that car, the value of that car will be use then for your ride. So if you have a $2,000 car or a $3,000 car, we take care of all the details and you receive the monies in your personal transportation account.
Now, Lois, when you say you take care of all the details, let's say you have a car in your garage or on your driveway that you've been trying to get rid of and it won't go. Now, what happens? Does ITN take care of that?
ITN will take care of that. We will remove it from your driveway. We will have it appraised and assessed by an automobile dealer. We will determine whether or not we could actually use it in our fleet, which we don't have yet, but maybe one day. We will agree mutually with the rider on the amount that the vehicle is worth. And, yeah, we'll take care of all the paperwork. You don't have to worry about a thing.
And you'll tow it away?
We will tow it away.
Well, that is amazing. That is good to know. And if you have a vehicle like that and you'd like to consider donating it to the ITN network, give us the telephone number. They can contact you again.
Yes, please call us at 610-419-1645.
Well, I think this is an outstanding organization and very much needed in the Lehigh Valley. Can you tell us some instances where people have used the transportation model? Now, you don't accept payment in the car, is that right?
We do not accept payment in the vehicle. One of the other ways that people can fund their accounts is through becoming a volunteer driver. Unlike many other organizations, we have a very unique program whereby volunteer drivers earn ride credits for the number of miles they drive. Those ride credits can then be used for their own personal transportation account that they may be considering 5 or 10 years down the road, or those ride credits can be used for a loved one's account that they've already established, or those credits can be saved in what we call the Road Scholarship Account, which is an account for low-income riders. So this is really a very unique program. We have one volunteer driver who is a retired nurse, and she drives one day a week for us generally. And all of her ride credits go into her father's account, who is a member. Now, in addition to the ride credits, the volunteer drivers also get 2 free memberships. So you can set up an account as a volunteer driver for your loved ones, or you can actually give the account away to a low-income rider who maybe can't afford the $60 that it costs to join ITN.
And that $60 is a yearly membership.
That's a yearly membership. That's correct. Right. We have another volunteer driver who is actually a professional man who works out of his home as a consultant. And around lunchtime or 1 o'clock, he makes himself available to do rides for ITN Lehigh Valley. It's a great break for him from his work, and it's a wonderful opportunity to give back to the community. So anyone who is working out of their home and would like something a little bit different for an hour or two during their work day, we would welcome you as a volunteer driver.
And if you would like to become a volunteer driver or set up a transportation account for a loved one, how do they get in touch with you, Lois?
Again, you can call us at 610-419-1645 or visit our website at www.itnlehighvalley.org. And that's all one long string of lowercase letters. So, there's the volunteer driver application is available online as well as the membership application. Both of those applications can be filled out online or downloaded and mailed to us.
Now, how about the volunteer driver? Does the volunteer driver have to have insurance of their own, insurance in the vehicle they drive, or they drive a ITN vehicle?
The volunteer drivers all drive their own vehicles, and they must have their own insurance. Although we do have liability insurance over and above what a volunteer driver has. We also thoroughly background check all of our volunteer and paid drivers for that matter, and we ensure that they have up-to-date insurance coverage. So we look at their insurance card, their vehicle registration, their inspection sticker. Their car has to be well maintained. We're very particular about our drivers.
Now, here's another question. Here is a person, an elderly woman. She's lived in the Lehigh Valley for 15 or 20 years, but she has an event in New Jersey where she originally came from, and she would like transportation. Can she call ITN to help her to go to the event, to bring her to the event in New Jersey? Let's say, I don't know, it's on the shore.
No, we only cover the Lehigh Valley area, and I say surrounding suburbs. So we will take someone across the Phillipsburg Bridge to perhaps a medical appointment, but no, we do not drive to Shore Points or the Newark Airport or the Philadelphia International Airport.
So. Well, I think that's very important to know because it sounds very exciting. And this is a wonderful organization. And again, it's called ITN, Independent Transportation Network of the Lehigh Valley. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And any person who is for some reason unable to drive anymore, and that's a terrible difficulty. It takes away your very independence. And this is a wonderful organization that creates the ability for seniors who may be having difficulty with their vision or some medical problem that keeps them from driving, to maintain their independence and to live freely.
Right. Your listeners should know that we provide rides for any purpose. There are a number of other organizations that provide only medical rides, but we deliver people to hairdresser appointments. That's probably one of our biggest ride counts is for hair appointments, and it's wonderful. People go to restaurants. They go to the movies. They go to presentations at local universities. You name it, we'll take you to it, the casino. There are no questions asked, and we'll do it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
And the important part is that you need to know that they won't wait for you, that the driver won't wait, and that you arrange not only for a drive time, but a pickup time.
Right. We will wait 15 minutes, for example, during a pickup time. If your doctor's appointment is delayed or something happens that you're not going to be on time, what we ask is that riders call us if possible and let us know that, gee, the doctor's running behind and we're not going to be ready on time. And our riders are very, very good about that.
Now, I also understand there's another another concept, and that is that all rides must be made in advance and at least by no later than 3 o'clock the previous day. Is that correct?
Well, we will do same day rides, but in order to get the cheapest rate for your ride, we ask that you call our office by 3 o'clock the day before you need the ride. You should have your appointment time and your pickup times, and most importantly, the address of your destination. Those are the that's the information that we need. We will do a same-day ride. However, we will not guarantee that you will be delivered exactly at the time you're requesting. So if you're requesting to be at an appointment at 1 p.m. and you call at 11 a.m., we may not be able to get you there at 1, but we might be able to get you there at 2 or 3. We will do our best to do what we can.
But what you're saying is that if it's important that you be at the appointment at 1 o'clock, let's say on Friday, that you call no later than Thursday at 3 o'clock make that appointment.
That's correct.
Otherwise, there's no guarantee that you can make the appointment.
That's correct. That's correct. And same-day rides are more expensive also. So, again, you want to try to avoid those as much as possible.
Well, I want to thank you, Lois Favier. Tell us again the number to call if you're interested in getting an application or the website.
Okay, so in order to contact ITN Lehigh Valley, you would call 610-419-1645 or visit our website at www.itnlehighvalley.org.
Well, this is a wonderful a wonderful organization. I want to thank you, Lois Favier, Executive Director of ITN Lehigh Valley Independent Transportation Network, for returning to the Lehigh Valley and becoming aware of the tremendous need for seniors and the visually impaired to maintain their independence by providing them with transportation through ITN Lehigh Valley. And we didn't mention this is a national network. It's not only available here in the Lehigh Valley, but it's also available in other states as well.
That's correct. If you join as a member here in the Lehigh Valley, you would have access to ITN affiliates across the country. So if you winter in Florida, there is an ITN affiliate in Sarasota, and there is an ITN affiliate in Orlando.
Well, thank you so much for helping us, Lois Favier, for helping us to take charge of our lives and for providing this transportation service for the elderly and the visually impaired. Thank you again for listening. Thank you, Neil Heber, producer. See you all on the radio next Monday evening at 6:30 p.m. when I again invite you to take charge of your life on WDIY.